Local, newsworthy topics affecting the community. Join our host, Logan Bajet, live at KJDY Studios for Coffee Time right now.
That's right. Here we are on Coffee Time, this time around with our Grant County Ranch and Rodeo Museum. With us today, we have board members Howard Geiger and Brian Davis. And gentlemen, welcome to the show. How are we doing today?
Great. Wonderful.
Great. Good. Good
awesome.
Morning.
And good morning to you. And, you know, first time we've had Ranch and Rodeo on the show. I am very excited to talk about things with you. And just, I know you're open for a spring break here with your special time. So let's just get that out right away. What days and times are you open this week?
We've been open all week. Going to be open through Saturday.
Okay.
And the more people we get in, the better we feel about it. The Ranch Rodeo Museum is one of Grant County's lost, kind of, nobody knows it's there.
Well, we're about to fix that.
Yeah. You know, I've been talking to our landlord about maybe in making the building a little more brighter.
Sure.
And getting stuff in for people. We have people come talk to, and they said, "Whoa, we've never been there. Didn't even know it was there."
Right. Well, you're right there as you're coming into town, right? From the east side on John Day, I guess. Going down the hill, it's right on the right side of the road across from the old Ford garage.
Right.
I got all that right. So now we know where we are. Let's talk about a little bit of what you have to offer. So it's the Ranch and the Rodeo Museum. Brian, do you have both ranch and rodeo stuff in there?
Yeah, the old historical pictures are in there, and the cowboys, they have a cowboy room, and ranch room, and princess and queen room, and rawhide makers, saddle makers,
wow,
bit and spur makers, and it's really fixed up nice.
Well, where do you folks get this stuff from? Do people from the county just come in and donate it, or do you have to reach out there, make phone calls, or how does all that work, Howard?
A lot of our stuff has just came from the ranchers and the rodeo people coming in and handing it to us and saying, "We'd like this on display." We have some on loan, and then we have some just flat given to us.
Oh, I see.
You know, we have representation from just about every ranch in Grant County.
Wow.
We've got saddles that have been, I don't know, some of them are quite old, that have been in the county. And a lot of the ranches no longer exist.
Sure.
And a lot of them now are still going strong, still in the family. And but we're always... People do come in or call and say they have something they'd like to donate. Well, guess what? We just about run out of room.
So you have to kind of plan your exhibits and things like that. Maybe shift some stuff out every now and then if you get more stuff in. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like an excellent a tour. So is it kind of self-guided once we go into the museum there?
Well, with me, I like to take the people through and explain some of the stuff, where some of the stuff came from, what it's used for. You know, one thing that the kids just go crazy over is we have something in the ranch room that kids come in, and I said, "Have you ever heard of the haystack and the needle in the haystack?" And they, "Yeah." And I point up on the wall, and there's a hay needle. And I explain how those are used, and I've had some ranchers come in that had no idea how they were used. So it's we got a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah, boy, that really sounds like. And so stuff that you're open to, is it just are only old things, or are you open to, I guess, modern stuff, or
most
what
of,
do you think?
Most of our stuff is old.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the interesting things that we want to go into the museum and look at, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, since I've been in the county, I've known a lot of ranchers and stuff, and when I first came to the county, I did welding on the weekends.
Oh, okay.
For the ranches. Uh-huh. Well, I'd spot all this neat stuff, and, a couple of ranches are shutting down, and my wife and I went out and we started scrounging. So we got stuff that dates back into the 1800s. I took it home, restored it, brought it back to the museum. And like I say, we're running out of room.
Sure, sure. And without things like your museum there, a lot of those old ways and they would just have been forgotten and pushed out the door. We all have tractors now. You know, we were born into it, and so we don't know the difference, you know. And so a lot of those old artifacts and things like that are very valuable for our culture.
And when you walk into our rodeo room, everybody in there is from Grant County. All the pictures, all the saddles,
ooh,
everything is all Grant County. You know, we did have a Rodeo Hall of Famer in there. We do have him.
All right.
And his history.
Good.
And we got Bronc saddles, we got bareback, we got bull.
Wow.
You name it, it's in there.
You got Trevor Knowles' Wranglers on display?
Yep.
Oh, that you really do?
Yeah.
I guessed on that. He's sponsored by Wrangler, so I figured why not.
We have a full-size picture.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's a silhouette.
Yeah, life-size, so we can stand next to Trevor and get our picture taken.
And his check.
Yeah, right. Good. Well, wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, I'm looking at our time. We need to pause here. We'll take a commercial break, but let's jump right back into things once we come back from that with our Grant County Ranch and Rodeo Museum. With us today, we have Brian Davis and Howard Geiger. Keep it tuned to KJDY.
All fuel transfer pumps are now on sale at Ed Staub & Sons. For the property, a GPI 115-volt 12-gallon-per-minute pump with nozzle is only $556. For the rig, a GPI 12-volt 15-gallon-per-minute transfer pump with nozzle is just $465, and the GPI rotary hand pump is only $248. Other models available. Ed Staub's also carries the hoses, nozzles, and filters to get them up to snuff. All fuel transfer pumps are on sale at Ed Staub & Sons in Canyon City. Hurry in, limited to stock on hand.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to cityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on the city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to cityofjohnday.com. That's cityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is available there too. That's cityofjohnday.com.
Attention CDL drivers, Miller's Home Center in La Grande is hiring for multiple full-time CDL driver positions. With competitive pay and a fantastic benefits package, make your move. Enjoy medical, dental, vision, 401k with company match, vacation, holiday pay, and many other employee benefits. To apply for these open CDL driver positions at our La Grande location, head straight to Miller's Home Center at 3109 May Lane in La Grande to apply. Miller's Home Center, we help build better communities.
The mission of Grant County Chamber of Commerce is to promote and support Grant County businesses and the local economy. They do this by advertising Grant County in several forms of media, awarding business enhancement grants to member businesses, offering transit room tax grants for county events that promote tourism, encouraging buying local with their Grant County greenbacks, and a whole lot more. Join today. Learn more at Grant County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day, 575-0547.
And now, more Coffee Time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
And here we are. We're back on Coffee Time with our Grant County Ranch and Rodeo Museum. Talking today with Howard Geiger and Brian Davis, board members. And Brian, you were just telling me over the break there about the depth that is in just the whole museum in itself and the opportunities there for kids and anyone interested in agriculture and kind of the way of life around here. They can learn a lot.
Yeah, it's nice to see the 4-H kids come in with their parents, the FFA. It's really good for them to come in there and take a look at all the displays and the cattle.
Yeah.
It's just good.
And it really kind of helps folks put it all together, especially if you're just learning about a lot of it, too, in school and things like that. You can come in and see how it all has been put to play and got us to where we are today. So, good stuff. And then also, I mean, I know you guys probably are pretty short on help, aren't you?
Oh, boy.
It seems like all of our museums are very open to volunteers and anyone who wishes to lend a hand, they can certainly do so.
And what I'm looking forward to is to get some of the younger kids involved.
Okay.
So, I'm I'd love to see the ag class in the schools. Maybe one of the seniors want a senior project.
Oh.
Get a credit for coming in and working in the museum or doing something for the museum. Here before COVID hit, I went to all the schools and talked to them about the ag classes, about making signs. And Grant Union sign would go up between Canyon or between 395 south.
Okay.
Prairie City would be between Prairie City and John Day, and Monument, Dayville, and pick a spot, and let them design their own sign. Mm-hmm. And all it was, we wanted to just welcome to the museum, the Ranch Rodeo Museum.
Oh yeah, that'd be a good one.
And they could make it out of whatever they wished to do. Well, then COVID hit and things kind of went, you know, and I lost a grant that I was working on, so.
Sure, yep, and we kind of had to adjust from there with things. But so, would you say you're open to like field trips and, you know, if are you open during that time of the year for kids to be able to take advantage of that?
We had last year, we had two classes, one from Monument, I think, and one of the other schools came in. And it was interesting because I was pointing out stuff and the teachers had no idea what it was. And the kids were just, you know, they were awed. That, oh, we heard Grandpa talk about that, but we've never seen one.
Yeah.
So.
All right. And so the teachers learn a little something, too.
Yes.
All right. That's nice. Well, good. And so do we need to call ahead of time if they have, like, a group like that of kids? Or are they just welcome to swing in whenever you're open?
They're welcome to swing in when we're open.
Perfect. All right.
And we're open usually, somebody's there when we were open Wednesdays, or Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays,
mm-hmm.
and 10 to 4.
Okay.
And this week, we're open from around 10 to 2.
Okay.
For the open house.
Okay, perfect.
For spring break.
Yeah, and we should mention that. You're part of the, it's the journey through, is it time? Is it the journey through history?
Yeah.
Passport through time. That's what I was thinking about. I just read yours from up here. So, and you're part of that stop. So, what do you do? You give them a stamp once they visit your museum, and then they can take that on to the rest of them? Well,
we one thing I want to remember to tell you is U.S. Bank is closing their building,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they just called and a month ago, and gave to the Ranch Rodeo Museum all of the old brands that are around in the walls there,
mm-hmm.
and I believe they've given us a couple of really nice pictures, and we don't have room for it, so Ranch Rodeo Museum has given it to the fairgrounds. We're probably going to go down and help them put that up someplace if Mindy can find a spot to put them. And there's a lot of them.
And you're talking about the individual wooden plaques. What are they, about a foot by a foot or so, maybe 8 inches? And then they've got the brands branded right into them.
Yeah, the brand and the ranch name, or the family name on it.
Yeah, and that's going to look cool on the wall there at the fairgrounds.
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. And some pictures as well, you see.
Yeah.
Oh, how interesting. Well, good. And then, so like we were saying earlier, you're kind of full. If folks still have stuff to donate, what do they do? Do they
bring
contact
it in?
You?
We'll figure something out.
you'll figure out a spot to put it. Good.
We're looking at the ceiling.
Excellent. Well, you know what, gents? Let's take another 2-minute break here. We need to shout out our sponsors. We'll be right back here with Howard Geiger and Brian Davis with our Grant County Ranch and Rodeo Museum. Keep it tuned to Coffee Time.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to cityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on the city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to cityofjohnday.com. That's cityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is available there too. That's cityofjohnday.com.
It's not too early.
to make plans to attend Grape and Grain, enjoy craft brews, fine wines, live music, and more. Grape and Grain is scheduled for Friday, May 17th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the fairgrounds. This year's event will feature live music by Frank Carlson and a hearty spaghetti dinner served by S&S Catering. Keep listening. We'll let you know when tickets go on sale. In the meantime, set aside May 17th for Grape and Grain, sponsored by the Grant County Chamber of Commerce.
Attention CDL drivers, Miller's Home Center in the Grand is hiring for multiple full-time CDL driver positions. With competitive pay and a fantastic benefits package, make your move. Enjoy medical, dental, vision, 401k with company match, vacation, holiday pay, and many other employee benefits. To apply for these open CDL driver positions at our LeGrand location, head straight to Miller's Home Center at 3109 May Lane in the Grand to apply. Miller's Home Center, we help build better communities.
All fuel transfer pumps are now on sale at Ed Staub & Sons. For the property, a GPI 115-volt 12-gallon-per-minute pump with nozzle is only $556. For the rig, a GPI 12-volt 15-gallon-per-minute transfer pump with nozzle is just $465. And the GPI rotary hand pump is only $248. Other models available. Ed Staub's also carries the hoses, nozzles, and filters to get them up to snuff. All fuel transfer pumps are on sale at Ed Staub & Sons in Canyon City. Hurry in, limited to stock on hand.
And now, more coffee time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
Yeah, and back here with the Grant County Ranch and Rodeo Museum. With us today, we have board members Brian Davis and Howard Geiger. And we mentioned volunteers, and so there's plenty for folks to do if they would like to volunteer some of their time. What does that look like? What could we help out with, I guess, Howard?
Well, what I would like to see is if we can get some volunteers, especially younger seniors or in school.
Oh, okay.
But some younger people. Look around our board. We're kind of getting a little long in the tooth, you know. So, if they come in and volunteer, they're going to, once they learn what's in there, they're going to get very excited.
Sure.
Because there is so much history in there, and it's all Grant County.
Okay. And so does that mean we would, if someone were to volunteer, they would just kind of watch things for a while and help folks out as they come in and just point them in the right direction,
yep,
give them the information they need?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
And some people come in, they don't want a guided tour, they just want to walk through and read.
Okay.
There's a lot of reading, a lot of pictures to look at.
Okay.
But one thing I wanted to mention that we use our money, we have a scholarship. We give two scholarships away each year.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to a student going to college that's going to have an ag course, going to take an ag course. And it's $500. I know it's not a lot, but it's $500. And, you know, I can remember I would have given anything for $500 when I was going to school. So,
you bet.
You know, that would buy a book or two, and it's this time. But most of the kids, we've got them from Ever, Long Creek, Monument, Dayville, and the kids from most of the ranch families.
Sure. And do you need to be a ranch or a rodeo kid to apply?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
And I'm sure
as long as they're going to say we're going to go to for an ag, you know, we had one little girl, she's going to be a veterinarian.
All right.
So, you know, and she's not from a ranch family.
Okay. Okay. And I'm sure we can get more information on the scholarships just from the high school counselors and from the schools. That's all available.
We take, ESD handles it for us. They set up everything, they handle it for us, and then we get to I choose some people to go through and look and read them and make a decision on who's going to get the scholarship.
Okay, all right.
The last couple of years, we haven't had too many kids apply.
Well, hopefully that changes this year. Maybe a bunch of them are listening. Well,
yeah, exactly.
Hopefully they're.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. They're on spring break and they're saying, you know what, I need to get in gear on that. Well, excellent. Well, gosh, we're getting a little thin on time here. Brian, anything else you want to mention about our Grant County Ranch and Rodeo Museum, just for anyone out there listening, either local or any of our spring break travelers that might want to pop in?
Yeah, just come on down and enjoy yourself and look at the history of Grant County and all the ranching and rodeoing and
Perfect.
Queen and princesses and history on the fair and 1909. And
wow.
Hey, I tell you, let's get in the museum.
Yeah, that sounds good. Is it free for admission, or do we need to pay a few bucks?
$3.
$3 for admission.
Cheapest one in the county.
Well, there you go. And then are you open to donations as well?
If someone absolutely.
Wants to help out with what you've got going on, I'm sure you'll
absolutely.
Accept that. Well, good. Excellent. Well, I thank both of you for coming on the show. This has been a great visit here. And golly, we can go in and just check out all kinds of fun stuff. Again, you're open until Friday, right?
We'll be open Saturday. I'll be there Saturday.
And Saturday. Yeah. And then after that, it's not until probably the regular season mm-hmm. when you're open for good.
Yes.
And does that happen in May, did you say? I forgot.
End of April, I think.
End of April. Okay. So you get a little break there, and then folks are able to come right back in and enjoy that wonderful history of Grant County. Perfect. Well, thank you both for coming on the show. Again, we've been on the show here with Howard Geiger, board member for Grant County Ranch and Rodeo Museum. Also, Brian Davis, another board member. Thanks, guys, and I hope you have a great museum day.
Thank today. You very much.
Thank you very much, Logan.
You bet. And everyone else, we've been here on Coffee Time, KJDY, and we're going to take our final commercial break. Take it out from there. Keep it tuned right here.
Grant County Chamber of Commerce supports the local economy and its businesses. You can too. Stop by the Chamber of Commerce office and purchase Grant County greenbacks. Available in several denominations, greenbacks spend just like cash at Chamber member businesses. They make great gifts, bonuses, even contest prizes, and more. The best part? You'll keep Grant County dollars in Grant County. Give Grant County greenbacks. Purchase yours at Grant County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day.
Time is running out to save on antifreeze at Ed Staub & Sons. Ed Staub has all the top brands in antifreeze, including Chevron Dello, Havoline, and PrimeGuard. While it lasts, PrimeGuard 50-50 conventional antifreeze is just $7.26 a gallon. Buy it by the case for even more savings, just $41.52. Ed Staub's also carries air brake antifreeze and window wash de-icer. This is your last chance to save on antifreeze. Visit Ed Staub & Sons, 243 North Canyon City Boulevard in Canyon City.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to cityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on the city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to cityofjohnday.com. That's cityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is available there too. That's cityofjohnday.com.
Attention CDL drivers, Miller's Home Center in the Grand is hiring for multiple full-time CDL driver positions. With competitive pay and a fantastic benefits package, make your move. Enjoy medical, dental, vision, 401k with company match, vacation, holiday pay, and many other employee benefits. To apply for these open CDL driver positions at our LeGrand location, head straight to Miller's Home Center at 3109 May Lane in LeGrand to apply. Miller's Home Center, we help build better communities.
This concludes our episode of Coffee Time. Views or opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of KJDY, Elkhorn Media Group, or our sponsors. 94.5 FM, 1400 AM, KJDY, Canyon City, John Day, Elkhorn Media Group stations.